And our only claim is a culture that cuts with any culture, bringing humans astray from their own nature. And social irresponsibility emerges as soon as we become a responsibility of others, as much as others become our own responsibility. And any natural will cannot be taught, but can only be allowed to teach itself. And the only notion we should ultimately apprehend is that any form of theoretical notions lead to a form of discrimination. And what humans build, it's either their graves, if too materialistic, or a trampoline for a new whole level. And to be drained within the social mechanism might at last give us a sense of pleasure that keeps us as a liquid without any existential substance. And we ought to test certain excesses in first person in order to recover ourselves and later relate about them. And nature itself presents us with those we should create a community with. It is only society hindering this process. And it is not economic compensation we should seek for, but only time for our spiritual endeavors. And either with money we allow a vertical ascendancy high in the social ranks, or with time we provide a way to independently stretch in the horizon. And only sensible souls can cross boundaries that brutal people without a soul reinstate. And it is human intelligence that let us personify all range of characters that in all their destructiveness should only aim towards supreme intelligence. And simply put it, spirituality can only be achieved through discipline, and discipline cannot have an open disposition to leisure. And in order to survive, socialism has endorsed a light nostalgia pumped with a whole new alien mercenary force. And the trick to succeed is not only to give oneself time, but also to mimic its rhythm. And our pressure to get going may in fact prove our subconscious faculty to predict events. And we shouldn't worry about conventions, as conventions are only the parameters of the vulgar or for the vulgars. And the actual struggle shouldn't be about who should be part of the regiment and how should it behave, but rather how can we get rid of it altogether. And to get out of the social dullness, one either have to go unnatural and hallucinate oneself, or go natural and follow his own intuition. And the larger the problem science solves, the bigger another problem it creates. And for a temporary peace, the ultimate war should be directly against those who rage for war. And only if we are able to deviate all our desires to a spiritual creature of our own, we'll be able to tolerate anything in life. And we either use our imagination to enrich a limited local variety, or accept a wide exotic variety yet full of pesticides. And creativity is not about the ability of decorating our conventional life, but the ability of persisting outside the conventions. and it is no longer the matter of discussing about content, but the way it is perpetrated with either love or fear. And playing with others is our physical life, while playing with ourselves can be the spiritual. And only without expectations, even the slightest indication going in our favor can be greatly appreciated. And authenticity is the faculty of living up to our nature in all circumstances without any of the social assistance. And to be honest, it's not about following up what the state tells you to do, but rather what your sensibility developed living according to nature suggests. And we keep on living only because the life we have created still needs us. And using our own natural resources, we are not only meant to renew the body of things, but their very soul. And patriotism expressed in the trenches of our social regiments can only be escaped by escaping them. And what makes life worth living is the authenticity manifested by certain people holding out of the social destiny. And the more we require remedies, the more we are unable to get out of problems we ourselves have created. And by sophisticating our minds, luxuries always brings us back to an extreme level of poverty. And humans cannot devise ways for other humans to be sustainable, but they can inspire each other, allowing each individual to find its own way. If the human seconding of nature brings a whole new direction, the technological simulation is most disorienting. And if mirroring requires the dirtiest of surfaces, it also requires the cleanest of skies. And the speculative gain is always an initial one with the great losses in the end. And the aristocracy is the inevitable rooting of luxury in a community that ought to be constantly guarded against. It is not a question that there will be conflict, it's only a question of how long we can postpone its eruption. And the nightmare to have to report to others can be turned into a dream by first reporting to ourselves. And it is by acknowledging that both views are extreme that the sage can shower some common sense on the escalating friction. And the very barracks where we confine our talent should be our living quarter and vice versa. And as an authentic culture emerges from the leftovers of a society, the better culture emerges from the richest. And to be always reminded of the rules up front will hinder us even to find the work around them. In their exaggerated social captivation, people will never accept a person that has taken the freedom to pursue his own nature. And much of our human life is wasted perfecting a social infrastructure that its rupture with nature turns obsolete. And it is mostly because people are intolerant of one another that most of the laws gets enforced. And only with the personal will to reason we can cast ourselves out into a light that will only dim too strong for others. as in the same national boat we float, in the same boat we are doomed to sink. And civilization only keeps us in peace because we are given a private space in which we are the exclusive owners. And most importantly, we shouldn't fear the rules of others who have no understanding of the human nature. And there are no basic issues with political nor religious ideologies, but the fact that people start interpreting them literally. And the whole of our artistic ego has to fully manifest itself in the midst of a gentrification turning anything into desert. And with a rack we can cover a journey that not even an army of citizens with their vehicles can dream of. And every generation ought to be decimated either by a war when young or by a pandemic when old. And at the most we are able to adapt only a part of the time we waste trying to prolong our lives. And a massive monumental work stands empty against the constant effort of the poor man to survive. And in the attempt of manifesting all our human faculties, we realize how oppressive society can be in one way or another.